Okay, welcome along to an extra bonus episode of Slice of Golf. An extra slice, if you will. We're talking through fantasy golf once again, courtesy of DraftKings. We're going to review, in my case, unfortunately, the Arnold Palmer. And then we're going to preview the players this weekend. So, we talked about it a little bit on the main pod. Loads to talk about Arnold Palmer, whether it be Bryson bombing near 400-yard drives, whether it be Spieth hitting aces, whether it be Westwood coming so close to pulling it all off. Great tournament. Not for Chris and I. Spoiler alert.
Really shit in fact, if we're very...
Yeah, who wants to... Well, Ben, we'll come to you because you actually have something to have half decent to talk about. Who wants to kick off? Chris, do you want to go first or should I go first?
I'll just say in terms of a slice of golf team pickings, we've not done ourselves proud this week. it's good to be honest. In the paid league, there are a grand total of 30 places this week just gone. Tim and I managed to get the 29th and 30th. And I'm going to level with you. The writing was on the wall from early on. Tim had, who was it that backed out the seconds before teeing off?
Yeah, Oosthuizen.
Oosthuizen, that's it.
Literally 5 minutes before the tournament kicks off, I get a message from Chris with no context. The message from Chris was like, oh, Tim. Oh dear. Now, I'll be honest with you. I thought this had nothing to do with fantasy golf. I thought, well, God, what have I done? Have I committed some other kind of faux pas in life? And then quickly came to my senses of that, oh no, he can only possibly be talking about one thing. And there it was, in true form, Oosthuizen pulled out with about 5 minutes to go before start the competition. I frantically messaging around the boys, you know, surely I can replace him. There must be a rule which allows me to either pick someone else or at least get the guy that replaces him. No. You set out for the rest of the week with a flat zero score from one of your players. Yep. Always going to be pretty hard to compete with that.
And I'd say yes. And I even tweeted, you hate to see it, which then proceeded to age really, really poorly as well, because my team of cut makers, Kyle Cutmaker Stanley, was plus eight over two rounds and scored a wonderful 16 and a half points. I honestly don't think I've ever had a player score that low on the fantasy league so far. And that would be okay on its own, because Ben, you had him as well, didn't you?
I did.
On his own, that would have been okay. I then followed that up with Billy Horschel, plus five, making 22 and a half points. Molinari, plus eight, getting a grand total of 20 points. Three players missing the cut, which gives you almost zero hope. In fact, it gave you zero hope, finished 29th out of 30. I was confident with that team as well. I thought Billy played well the week before. He went to pot. Molinari.
Just thing with Billy, though, it'd kind of been a week where he'd somewhat come from nowhere to play really, really well. And to go back-to-back weeks, I think he probably took a lot out of him.
The prior
week. That was why I steered clear of him.
And then my other players, Victor Hovland, who had a great first 2 days, and I was like, he's on fire here. Then went plus five, plus six. And I know Saturday was tough. And like, Saturday was brutal, wasn't it? But yeah. Yeah, that hurt. And so he finished on, plus four. Doug Gim, again, he was a bit of an outsider for me, which I was kind of going, yeah, if he makes the cut, great, perfect. I mean, he was seven under on Saturday. He went round one, one under, round two, one over, round three, seven under. I thought, oh yeah, well, he's going to get some points here. Plus nine on Sunday. So... ruined all that hard work. So yeah, utter shit show from me and the boys. They needed a team talk and disaster.
Yeah, I mean, I as we touched on, I was not much better. So for context,
and you were worse.
No, I was, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was worse with five players, mate.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm going to defend Tim here. I think Chris is worse here. Just what was the point?
How many points did you finish on Tim? What was your grand total? Yeah.
So, for context, I finished the week on 220.5 points. Now, for context, last week at the WGC, I was basically on that many points after the first day.
You were, yeah. You were, and I finished on 260 points. So I was 40 points ahead.
Yeah, again, you had
It would have been a right ding-dong with Oosthuizen in there.
Yeah, and 40 points over the weekend is Billy Horschel plus Molinari. So two players would have...
Similar to Chris, my two bankers, if you like, for this weekend were Hovland and Horschel. Horschel proceeded to have pretty much a complete meltdown on his second day.
He was throwing clubs all over.
Throwing clubs, yeah. So watching, I was like, oh no, that's not what you want to see from like your lead player. Hovland, as we touched on, had a disastrous third and fourth day. Oost has never even started. Wyndham Clark missed the cut. He was six over after 2 days. Honestly, when Steve Stricker is pretty close for your highest scoring player across the week, it's touch and go for a week.
Tim, question for you.
Yeah.
Will Zalatoris, been in my team regularly, was my only player under par, finished on 3 under. How many players did you have under par?
Zero. I had not one player under par this weekend. I had the best I had was Harris English, who finished even.
Okay.
Who, by the way, the only thing I will say is I did give him the big ones on this last week by saying how he does make a lot of cuts, and he did make the cut only just, admittedly, but still made the cut. I mean, didn't really help me at the end because I still finished dead last. But it's a blip. We're gonna leave this week and just crack on and move ahead to the next week. But before we do that, Ben, how'd you get on?
350 points in total. So clear enough from Chris and Tim that I knew that one was signed, sealed, and delivered pretty early doors. But finished 10th in total. No, nothing great. My two basement picks, I'm very disappointed in them. Kyle always makes a cut. Stanley bombed out, never picking him again. Sorry, lost faith completely. Matt Naismith finished on 4 over, and then everyone else was under par, which is pretty good. So I had Kokrak, Zalatoris, Spieth, and Hovland. Hovland obviously wasn't under par, but he was going pretty well first two rounds and then fell away. So
he's got 66 points, which you kind of want. If you can get that 70-point range, you're happy, aren't you?
And I think takeaway from the weekend is Spieth, for me, is now confirmed that you can pick him on good faith. He's not going to finish 120th. He is going to be at least there or thereabouts. He's got enough game now to stick around. And I think he's still going to be great value because he's not won anything. He's challenging. He's up there, but you're still going to get him at great value in comparison to other players that he's likely to be contending with. So
not for long, I reckon, though.
Yeah, not for long.
Not for long.
We're still going to ride that train until that starts happening, starts changing.
I mean, the other big development from the weekend is that, Chris, you are off the mark. You now do have a point in the standing. One huge point.
Yeah.
So the standing is currently Ben top on 7 points, me mid-table on 4, Chris off the mark, but still on 1 point. But long way to go. And we move forward to the players this weekend. As mentioned on the main pod, biggest purse of any golf tournament. That's crazy. But anyway, Ben, as our winner from last week, I'm going to let you kick off first. Let's give me the rundown of your players and a little bit of commentary.
So, kind of complete flip in terms of tactics on last week. Last week was. I find it quite challenging just because the top players were worth a lot. And then you had to basically make up a team which you thought were going to get you through to the weekend and hopefully get you there. Not the case for the players. Everyone else is, the leaderboard is so bunched. Leaderboard, shopping list, we'll call it a shopping list. It's so bunched in terms of talent. If you come away with the team that you don't think that you could win it this weekend, I would question what on earth you've been doing, because I am pretty confident about this side, just from the quality on the face of it. So in terms of budget, top to bottom, I went Victor Hovland. You know, he fell away at the weekend, but he's been sensational recently. I don't think those 2 days in tough conditions, which everyone struggled, he just struggled a little bit more. I don't think that's a good base to kick him out of the team. Yep, so here's my number one pick. Second pick was Tony Finau. The guy loves a top two, so, you know, that's points on the board. And I'm backing him for another top two this weekend, please, Tony. Another guy who just seems to, well, he clearly loves playing golf because he seems to play every flipping week. And he plays really well a lot, and he kind of is always there, but I don't know, doesn't get tons of TV coverage because he's probably not the most glamorous guy in the world. But Sung Jae-im, so put Sung Jae-im in there. So here's my third pick. I got him for 8,300, which I think is a bargain how good he is. I've just rattled off that I've got complete faith in him. My fourth pick is Jordan Spieth. So yeah.
How much was he?
Sorry, I've got him up. Had to run the wrong way. So he's 8,600. So he's 300 more than Sung Jae-im.
Oh, okay. Good value.
And then to fit in, I've gone with a top-loaded team and an actual, well, to round out that kind of top-heavy team, I went with someone we've spoken about recently. He's made 9 out of 10 cuts. And because he's got the greatest hair on tour, that deserves a spot in my team. Cameron Smith has gone in to kind of round out my five big guys. And in actual fact, I drafted all five of those last, if you were. So I went for my basement pick first because I saw how stacked the lineup is. I was like, right, I want someone who's going to bring my average remaining budget per player up massively. So I went way down the list and I started looking at everyone from 6,000s on the way up. And then I also had a look at tournaments. So from four years ago, Wiesberger finished 12th at Players. He's made 8 out of 8 cuts. So my real basement pick to just make the cut and anything else from there is brilliant is Wiesberger. And that's 6,800. So when looking at a collective, the team as a collective, for the past 66 tournaments, 60 cuts have been made. 4 of those missed cuts came from Spieth. So I'm like, he's not missing a cut this weekend. Let's hope everyone else just makes the cut, and then let's see what happens from there. Because again, this past weekend, abundantly clear, you have to get players through to the weekend, otherwise you're not going to have a chance.
Yeah. Shall I tell you what else is abundantly clear? You have way too much time on your hands right now. Get you back to work.
Trying to capitalize on it.
The level of research that's going in here is I enjoy it. This is excellent. Really, really good to see.
Go on then, Chris. After your high 29th place finish last week, where have you gone this week?
Yeah, I'm hoping better than 29th, if I'm honest. Although we've added 5 players to the Sunday Red League, so we've got 35 people entering now.
But it could get worse.
It could actually get worse. I looked at the draft list, whatever you want to call it, the shopping list, and was like, there's a lot of people that I can see playing really, really well. So I'm going to go through my team, but then I want to give a couple of shout outs to people that I think could, I really ummed and ahed about this. I said to Tim off air, Ben, I actually today set up 4 different teams because I was like, oh, okay, who do I want? Who would I want in my team? And then I was trying to work out the best way to get them all in. And honestly, I would have any of the teams, and I've just committed to one of them. So, but there's some other players that I think, I know I'm gonna regret not putting them in the main squad. So, I've left Hovland out this week, but mainly because, and I'll come to this in a minute, I've gone Colin Morikawa as pick number one.
Nice.
One of the things that I read today was that strokes gained on the approach is crucial at this. Basically, don't put the ball in the water. There's lots of water. Don't put the ball in the water. So I started looking at players who just from, you know, tee to green, essentially, are excellent putting. And then you just kind of really hope that they have a good putting day. So I went Colin Morikawa followed by Tony Finau. Tony Finau just loves tee to green, struggles with his putter, but loves tee to green. One of Tim's faves, Patrick Cantlay, going in there, I think will do really well this week. So he's made top three.
Morikawa, very top heavy.
Yeah, so I've got Morikawa 9,400. No one over 10,000. Cantlay 9,200. Tony Finau 9,100. So I've got three in the 9,000s. And then we go all 7,000s. So we've got Will Zalatoris 7,600. As we just said, 9 out of 12 starts finishing in top 25 for 7,600, I think, is a bargain. Although that's classic, going to be my curse for him. He's now not going to make the button.
Be interested to see how he gets on, given, you know, this is going to be the strongest field he plays against. So it'd be interesting.
Yeah, he's played in all the he's played in the previous one, the WGC. Yeah, do you play in the WGC? Maybe not. And then I've got one that you've all laughed at me previously, and he's doing so well over and over and over again. That's Carlos Ortiz.
Carlos, obviously.
Yeah, 7,400. And then this was the one that I was unsure on, Lanto Griffin.
Oh, no, Lanto's good.
At 7,300. Thursday, Friday, you know, I criticized him for it last night, but he did look good over the weekend.
So that's my point. Morikawa, Cantlay, Finau, Zalatoris, Ortiz, and Griffin. And Lanto, I think
Lanto gets the Timbo approval. We've talked about
him. He's my bargain pick. He's my lowest pick, 7,300. So, I like this team.
Sounds like you've done a fair amount of research as well, buddy.
Yeah, some research gone in there.
Yeah. Sure, the people that I know I'm going to regret not putting in the team: Hatton, Casey, Cam Smith. Casey very quietly has been playing some excellent golf.
Yeah, and he was doing well over the weekend as well. And again, just out of the weather.
I think I regret not putting him. The choice for Hovland, it was Hovland or Finau for me, and I literally would be happy with either.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm going to regret not having Casey in the team.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see. So I went through six iterations of my team. My final one.
I did four. I thought that was quite a lot.
And I was really annoyed that I, in the end, couldn't find a way to get either Sungjae Im or Cam Smith into my team. I really, really badly wanted those two in, but they just weren't going to work with the tactics I was looking to go with on my team. So basically, the way I went about it was there were two players I simply thought I have to have. Then I went for three players that I'm going to term the couldn't believe my lucks, that I could afford them. and then one value pick. So the two players I thought I had to pick this week were Morikawa. Simply just does it at the big events. He just does. On form, consistent. As Chris said, tee to green, accuracy. You've got to have him in there.
I did spend a while looking at Morikawa, I have to admit, and it kind of concerns me a little bit that you've both got him now.
Probably not going to come as a surprise, but if you look at his recent form, his top tens, cuts made, top fives, Patrick Cantlay has to be picked. He has to be in there. He's just, I would say he's up there with Finau as the most in form, he's just playing consistently well at the moment.
No, you wouldn't know it though, would you? Doesn't look like he enjoys the game a whole lot. Could be winning major championships.
We also didn't cover the clip of him during the week last week where he's just savaging over pampered players, and he's the only pro player who I've heard utter the phrase, right, let's get these two holes down and we can go for a Mai Tai.
That's my guy.
So then I'll go straight to my value pick for the week, who actually I still think is a good pick because he played very well at the weekend. That's Emiliano Grillo.
Hold up, you lot rinsed me for having Grillo in the team for the last like 3 weeks.
Yeah, but then he played really well at the weekend, so
very quickly.
So he's very much my value pick for the week.
Yeah, good pick. I like him.
So then my three couldn't believe my lucks: Jordan Spieth,
yep,
Tyrrell Hatton,
yeah.
Yeah. Or Zalatoris.
Yeah. Really strong team.
So just to run you down, Morikawa, Cantlay, Spieth, Hatton, Zalatoris, Grillo.
Yeah.
And I think everyone is going to be similar to what us three are feeling right now. And they're going to feel ultra confident going into Thursday, a few hours in. That's when we'll start seeing what's going on.
I think this is one of the ones where you could have quite easily gone, like, as you've said, Tim, you couldn't believe your lucks and have five super strong players and just have a sixth that you're like, I don't even care if he misses the cut, like, because you're just betting on the five. Do you know what I mean? And I think that is possibly a potential strategy.
I'm going to call it now. Minimum of five of mine are making the cut. They just
brilliant. Commentators curse. Can you just make sure that the ones that you've just cursed are not Morikawa? that would be great.
The other thing as well is interesting facts about Players Championship. No one has ever retained it in consecutive years. Ever.
The other stat that I saw, which worried me because I've obviously gone against this, is that people who haven't played there before don't win.
Yeah.
Morikawa has not played
there. Morikawa's never played there.
Yeah.
It's also this point of the week normally where I kind of come out and give my very ill-advised feeling for the week ahead. I did say last week I wasn't confident with my team. I did say that. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I am confident about this team this week. I'm feeling it this week. Yeah, I am full of it.
He likes it. He likes Ben staying quiet, which normally means he's quite confident too. So
I am very confident.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Look at his little face.
To be honest with you, I'll just be delighted for another point.
Unfortunately, mate, runners and riders, early predictions. It's me and Tim this week. Unfortunately, Chris, based on that release, I'll call it now.
That doesn't really work though, because both Chris and I have got Morikawa and Cantlay in a fairly half similarish team. So what really needs to happen this week is for Chris to do okay, for me to win, and for you to finish dead last, because then I can draw level with you at the top. Chris will get a point, so he'll still be way back.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or we'll be well with the world.
All will be fine.
Love right. That is our very, very amateur preview.
Off there, I've been like, I really hope no one actually listened to any of the quote-unquote advice that we were giving last week. Please do not take any of this as advice. This is the mere musings of three people that have no freaking clue what they're doing.
We have no skin in the game. We have no insight. We have no chat. We don't know what we're doing. We have as much information as all the rest of you. So don't take any of these picks seriously. Don't pick who we've picked and then moan to us when you don't win anything. We will not be held responsible.
Ideally, pick different and hopefully I'll do better this week so that I don't finish 29th out of 30.
Well, you could still finish 29th and technically you'll have done better than last week.
Well, that is true. Yeah, that is true. Would be an improvement. Yeah.
Yeah. Fellas, anything more before we wrap this one up?
No, I'm just excited for the tournament. I want my DraftKings app to be open and being refreshed more than it was the last 4 days. Had a bit of a break. Yeah. Phone had a bit of a break, to be honest.
Yeah, my actual screen time was definitely down last week. Yeah. I had a little this morning on my iPhone and it was definitely down from the week.
Yeah, when you're in the top 10, all of a sudden your phone gets refreshed every 10 seconds. When you know you're in 29th, it's kind of like, fuck this.
I wasn't checking DraftKings at 11 o'clock on Sunday night this week. I put it that way.
Yeah.
Right, there's pleasure as ever. Go well this weekend. Don't go too well. And we'll see you on the other side. We'll see you next week. We'll talk through results.
Awesome.
Otherwise, thanks very much. We'll see you next time.
Catch you later.
Later, guys.